This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not available in all states.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, the Skype username, we'll give you those here in just a moment. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl coming back from a journey out to a few different places over this long weekend where you're on a plane. How many damn times? 13 states?
3 days.
Are you counting the airports that you stopped off in?
No. So I drove from New Hampshire down to D.C.
Okay.
And then back from D.C. to Boston, flew to Michigan, flew back to Boston, drove to Maine, back to Boston, and then I flew to Nevada.
To Vegas.
And then back to Boston, and then drove back to New Hampshire. In total, it was 13, and that's not counting the states that I was in multiple times.
So that's an amazing travel itinerary. You must have just barely stopped moving.
Barely, because I was sitting and driving most of that and then flying, my feet swelled up as they tend to do if I'm traveling a lot. But they're back to a normal size now, so that's good.
And you didn't get into a debate, unfortunately, but you attended a debate that was held in Nevada with Penn Jillette as one of the moderators?
He was the moderator.
The moderator, okay.
Yes. And I did introduce myself to him before the event started.
Yep.
And I told him that he inspired me to lose 140 pounds, and he seemed absolutely befuddled. And what 140? And I was like, yeah, I was 317 and got down to, was it 172? And then I've gained some weight because of travel.
Yeah.
And he said, you got me beat.
Wow. How much has he lost, you know?
I think he lost somewhere right around 100.
So,
I also met Teller.
Yeah, and he talked to you.
And he talks. Yeah. And like a nerd, I was like, wow, it's so interesting to hear you talk.
Right. And he said, I've been told that for 30 years by people.
No, actually, he didn't say that. He said, yep. This is the first time I've ever talked.
That's a great line. I'm sure he's been using that one for a long time.
Probably 30 years.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you weren't in that debate.
I was not in
that
debate.
But you were in the RT debate, which was, what, 2 weeks ago now?
That was Thursday.
That was Thursday. So that was the beginning of your long
That was the
weekend.
Beginning.
Okay.
And then I was interviewed on Friday by RT Arabic.
Yep.
And I was told that that was going to air on Monday. I tried finding the video clip last night, but because I don't speak Arabic, I wasn't able to really read what the titles of anything were on the RT Arabic YouTube channel. And I knew how long the segment was that I recorded, so I was looking for things that had been posted in the last couple of days that were that length.
They could have cut it down, though, right? In length?
It's entirely possible that they cut it down from 26 minutes to one of these 3 or 4 minute clips, but I did not see my face in any of the thumbnails.
Could you email the person that contacted you at RT and set that up and say, hey, has this thing posted yet?
They did not give me an email. It was not set up through email. It was set up at the RT studio because I was there.
Right, okay.
They said, hey, come back tomorrow.
All right.
And they told me what time, and so I showed up, and we recorded it, and then that was that.
So, coming up, there is, pretty big news, including an FBI setup, another one of these setups with a would-be terrorist, someone who the FBI has basically, given all the tools that they need to commit terrorism. these are the stories that we've heard over the last decade and a half, basically since 9/11. Almost every single story of a would-be terrorist has been set up by the FBI, meaning they
right.
encouraged them to commit the act. They supplied the bomb in which they could that they could then use to commit the act. And so that's something I definitely want to talk about. But obviously, your presidential campaign is important, I think, because you are bringing a libertarian message to the Libertarian Party, which is unfortunately something that we see less and less of these days. So
right.
it's good that you're providing that. And this past weekend was sort of like your final whirlwind tour prior to the actual official final debate that's going to take place coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Next weekend in Orlando.
At the
one week from today, I head down to Orlando for the national convention.
Right, the national convention for the Libertarian Party,
yes.
where
so
someone will be chosen as their nominee.
Yes, someone or possibly no one, because the Libertarian Party does have none of the above.
That would be a first.
Option all round.
That would be a first.
It would be a first.
I wouldn't expect that to transpire.
I'm not expecting it to happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility because none of the above did win the chair race a couple of years ago. Because
that's a vote of no confidence, huh?
You had an absolutely horrible chair, and the main competition was also absolutely horrible. He wound up defeating the chair, but not by a majority. So then it was this guy against none of the above. None of the above won the election.
So
and then they started the election all over again with all new candidates.
Really?
Nobody that lost the original election could run in the new election. But that doesn't happen for the presidential nomination.
If none of the above wins...
Then that's it.
Really?
There is no nominee.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. And there's actually going to be two debates in Orlando. There's the
vice presidential?
No. Presidential debates.
Okay.
There's the unofficial presidential debate that happens the night before the convention officially begins.
Okay.
And that's hosted by the Libertarian State Leadership Alliance.
Who's confirmed for that?
Right now, I'm not sure. I could
You're gonna be there,
find
then.
Out. Right. I will be there. I'm not sure if any of the big three, if you will, are confirmed.
Is the idea there that this is, you know, one of your last chances to sort of sway the delegates to your side?
Delegates yeah. to try to convince them to let you be involved mm-hmm. in the main debate that airs on C-SPAN. And that's the big final debate.
Right.
Happens next Saturday. And again, airs on C-SPAN.
Live.
C-SPAN's been
is it live or taped?
Live.
Okay.
C-SPAN's been airing Libertarian Party presidential
debates.
For
as long as I can remember.
Since 1991, at
right.
least.
Mm-hmm.
That's the oldest one that I can find online.
Nice.
They may have aired something from the 80s, but
I can't find it
online.
Was it the early 80s when C-SPAN started?
Either late 70s or early 80s.
All right. Well, cable didn't exist much before the early 80s. For the most part.
Not by any noticeable
right.
or meaningful extent.
So, wow, big weekend for
yeah.
you. What were your thoughts in Nevada? I mean, how did it go there for you, given that you weren't invited to the debate, but you were able to attend thanks to your supporters who actually
right.
sent you out there? Because otherwise you wouldn't have necessarily have spent the money to go, would you? Or
I would not have had the money to
right.
spend to go.
And your supporters ponied up and said,
yes.
we want you to go to this thing.
Yes, so I went out and... I was very impressed by John McAfee.
Mm, I heard about that.
And he now is my number two choice
after you.
Myself.
Okay.
And head of NOTA. So during the RT debate, there was a question of, if you're
right.
not the nominee,
who would you choose?
Who would you support?
And your answer was none of the
my
above.
My answer was none of the above. And then Tyrell Ventura, Jesse Ventura's son
yep.
said... Wow, that should actually wind up being an option. And I said, well, it is in the Libertarian Party, and
right.
it's on the ballot in Nevada. And so, you know, like, there's that. And so since Thursday,
You've changed your mind.
I've been swayed to McAfee is now my second choice.
Okay.
And so after the debate, there was a official after party hosted by the Libertarian Party of Nevada.
Okay.
At a bar somewhere in
where else?
Vegas.
Libertarians love themselves a bar.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was during happy hour.
Okay.
You know, so great drink special.
Yeah, what does a drink cost
food.
During happy hour in Vegas? It's got to be dirt cheap, right?
Because
there's so
remember.
Much competition.
I don't know. I had a water and somebody paid for it.
Okay, fair enough.
And somebody paid for my burger. But I met a lot of delegates and potential delegates at the after party and right. had several people say that they will be giving me their nomination token to help ensure that I'm in that C-SPAN debate.
That would be excellent. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can support Daryl over on his campaign website, DarylWPerry.com. We'll talk about the FBI setting up another person, a fake bomber, would-be terrorist, coming up.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number for you, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yet another story has surfaced of a would-be terrorist who was set up by the FBI. And it's a story that we've told over and over again over the entire history of time that we've been hosting Free Talk Live since 2002. This story just keeps coming back, where the FBI basically gins up terrorism, that they just kind of create it from thin air, where it didn't really exist or probably would not have existed had it not been for the FBI's efforts.
Right.
So this is another version of the same old story. So the characters are different. The location might be different. The person who is, in my opinion, a victim, you know, because the FBI, to some extent in the past, has manipulated these people into wanting to bomb. I mean, because if you, for instance, there's a lot of people who are upset about the fact that the U.S. government has bombed folks in the Middle East.
Right.
And so it's pretty easy to take somebody who's upset at that world attack, that world hegemony of the United States government, the destroying of innocent life in other countries, and whip them up into a frenzy to where they would be willing to go ahead and pull the plunger on a bomb or whatever, set something off. But then the FBI supplies the fake bomb. The FBI, in some cases in the past, has supplied a hotel room. I remember one story, they put one guy up in a hotel room because he was poor. He didn't have a job. He was actually looking for a job. And at one point when the recruiters from a potential hiring agency or whatever were contacting him, the FBI actually basically called them off because they didn't want this guy to get a job so he would actually have hope in his life. And, you know, maybe not actually go through with this bombing plot. So they really are trying to control as many variables in these situations as they possibly can. So if you want to comment, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to get deep into that story here in a moment, thanks to Vice News. But you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we go into the story here from Vice News, Benjamin Gilbert reporting, the FBI says it caught a terrorist trying to blow up a synagogue on the outskirts of Miami. But the FBI supplied the bomb. The device was fake, part of an undercover FBI sting operation that, like hundreds of controversial investigations before it, used an undercover informant to target an alleged terrorist. Now, I gotta say, I haven't heard that there were hundreds of such investigations. Maybe they didn't all get to the point where the person was willing to actually take a bomb somewhere. We've probably maybe talked about a dozen of them over the
Right, it seems like there's one every year or
so. It feels like
that.
Yeah, every year or two.
I recall one of the first ones that really hit like the mainstream news was back in 2010, right around Thanksgiving time. There was the Christmas tree bomber in Portland, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where they supplied the guy with the truck with the fake bomb and all of this other stuff, and then he rolls up on the scene of the Christmas tree lighting,
and
then
they
swarm in from everywhere. Aren't you glad we were here to stop this guy that we gave this truck and this bomb to?
Yeah, it's sick. And so in this latest version, the individual in question is, let's see here, James Medina. Federal authorities have accused 40-year-old James Medina of planning to bomb the Aventura Turnberry Jewish Center north of the city of Miami. The FBI started their investigation of Medina in March of 2015, quote, based on his suspected desire to attack, unquote, the Jewish Center, according to an affidavit filed in federal court and a statement released by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Florida. Medina, who said he's converted to Islam 4 years ago and referred to his alias James Muhammad in court, has been charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. He pled not guilty on Monday morning. apart from the fact the FBI supplied Medina with the weapon that he intended to use against the Jewish Center, rights activists and legal experts are troubled by the facts presented by the FBI and Justice Department. Their concern includes instances where the informant or the, quote, confidential human source, unquote, in bureau parlance, offered to assist Medina in attacking the center and even suggested that he link the attack to the Islamic State. So here you have, you know, real crystal clear evidence to me that the government is looking to actually make the Islamic State out into a bad guy more so than maybe it actually is.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying the Islamic State are good guys. They've
nope.
done some
absolutely horrible people.
They have done some horrible things, but I don't claim to know who's really behind this. Now, you know, there's the conspiracy theory out there is that the Islamic State is just a creation of the U.S. federal government directly. And certainly you can argue the federal government created them indirectly. That's almost unarguable in that the federal government, by going in and bombing places in Iraq and et cetera, displaced the lesser thugs who were in charge and made room for the Islamic State thugs
right.
who came along. Who's actually in charge of the Islamic State, I don't know. But when you've got a story where the official evidence in the case supplies by the government reveals that their government-controlled informant was trying to get this guy, James Medina, to try to link this attack to the Islamic State, that suggests that they are trying to make the Islamic State out to look way worse than they actually are by having them be seen as responsible for something that they didn't actually have any responsibility for.
Right, and it's one of those things to where as long as the authorities can link somebody to a certain group that is already kind of demonized, it just further demonizes the group,
right.
whether it be the Islamic State, whether it be sovereign citizens, whether it be Occupy, whether it be Free Staters, whatever, as long as there can be some kind of link. And I was driving through New York on, I think it was Friday, when you guys were talking about the guy in Manchester that wound up, like, shooting a couple of cops. Didn't kill any of them, but, like, yeah. shot them in the leg.
The crazy guy who thought there was there was some sort of chip in his brain.
Right. And there was somebody, I think it was a caller, Cody, possibly, that called in and said, you know, do you think they'll try saying that this guy is somehow connected to Free Staters because there's Free Staters that live in the neighborhood? That they don't even have to say this guy is a Free Stater.
That's true.
But this happened in a neighborhood where we know several Free Staters live.
I don't know if that has happened. I don't think that it has. And I don't know if the media knows those sorts of things. Presumably the police may be aware of it. I don't know. Obviously, the question is how good of files are the or how detailed of files are the Manchester police keeping
right.
on the Manchester activists, given that most of the Manchester folks aren't as public as we've been.
They're not as public, but the Concord police said that Free Staters and occupiers and sovereign citizens present them daily challenges.
That's true.
And when asked, they said, yeah, we have no documents
because it's BS. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about this FBI setup bomber, another fake one, in Miami, coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about a story out of Vice News about yet another FBI setup. They have, again, and I don't know how many times this has happened. It's more than I can recall.
A bunch.
There have been a bunch of them that we've talked about on this show, and I'm sure there are some we just didn't hear about.
Right.
Because they come around so frequently. And this is about a 40-year-old James Medina who was allegedly planning to bomb a Jewish center in Miami, but not without the assistance of the FBI. We'll continue with that story. And, of course, you can join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. You also need to know about Bitcoin. If you're tired of governments murdering people around the world, violence isn't the answer. The answer is to defund the government. Stop using their money. That's the alternative. It's a stateless free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin can't be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state, so stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
And Bitcoin.com just opened up an online store.
Oh.
Store.Bitcoin.com.
And what sorts of things would one find at Bitcoin.com's online store?
Right now I'm seeing a lot of Bitcoin-related T-shirts. There's one that has a picture of a guy, like a little the little outline of the working guy wearing a hard hat with a mine, and there's a big pile of something, and it's got a big B, the Bitcoin B, in the middle, and it says I mine at a loss. That's because right now you wind up losing money because
it costs you more
for electricity. At first I thought it said I mine like a boss. which I think is what they're trying to get people to think. They've got Silk Road T-shirts. They've got one. Cool. Where
presumably you have to pay for them in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Right?
They've got one where it looks like the homeless sign, but instead of "we'll work for food," says "we'll work for Bitcoin." And then there's a little QR code up under. I don't know what that QR code goes to. But, yeah, they've got a lot of T-shirts. They've got keychains.
Bitcoin.com's really come around as a website. It's got a news section now, and it's got this new store that you're talking about. Of course, really the best reason to send people there is as an introductory thing. Like, this is where you can go learn about Bitcoin. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Sarah. She's listening. Are you in Arizona here tonight, Sarah?
No, I don't go anywhere. I'm in Albuquerque.
Okay, all right. And maybe the board operator was confused. So you're still in Albuquerque. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know something? I always live in apartment complexes, and I have been tortured by these chain smokers. I mean, right now I have like 8 apartments stuck together with sharing all of our walls. And there's only like about maybe 2 or 3 chain smokers that smoke day and night. And I can't breathe. I have nicotine coming in through my vents. I mean,
Do you continue to rent in apartment buildings that allow smokers?
In Albuquerque, there is no such thing as non-smoking apartment complex. I don't know
really?
Any of it. There is no such thing. I mean, maybe I have one. I'm serious. Yeah, dude, New Mexico is way behind times. I think there's one that you smoke outside. You smoke outside, but you can't. This is not the East Coast.
What level of effort have you put in to trying to find non-smoking apartments in Albuquerque?
There is none. There is no such thing.
That doesn't answer my question.
No, I tried. I tried that, but there's non-smoking hotels. They have that completely non-smoking and the out swimming pool. They will not. Yeah. There is a non-smoking hotel, but there is no such thing as apartment complex. And plus, I live in Section 8, subsidized like low-income housing, and like half.
Okay. Then that tells you a little bit more about this. So what you're saying is your apartment choices are restricted because you can only live places where the government says you can live.
Would they accept?
Well, look, if you are taking a handout from somebody, you really can't complain, can you? Apparently, you are trying to look the gift horse in the mouth.
Well, and the thing is, I'm on that low income, so that's just I have bipolar.
So you think you should be able to get low income housing, and it should be exactly the way you want it?
There is no such thing. And you know something? Can you look up
the... Well, I understand there's no such thing. But you want it to be that way, right? You want to be able to demand that these low-income housing projects have no smoking as well.
But there is no such thing in Albuquerque.
Okay, you're repeating yourself.
Yes, there is. I just did a Google search for non-smoking apartments in Albuquerque and came up with... The first thing is showmetherent.com, and you can search for things that are smoke-free. There's apartmentguide.com. There's rentalhouses.com. All of them allow you to search for things that are smoke-free.
That's why I asked her how much effort she's put in. You never answered the question.
I put in like 5 seconds of effort, and I'm finding at least 15 results.
Right. So, I mean, come on, Sarah. Have you ever bothered to even Google this before? Do you know how to Google?
Well, I kind of know how to do it, but you know what? Their rent is like $1,500. I can't afford it. They will not accept my second.
There's a rent for $675 right here.
Yep. I got another one, $565. Yep. That's the Commons at Girard.
519.
Girard Boulevard.
There's one for 519. Whispering Sands Apartments. Come on, this isn't hard, Sarah. Where do you have internet access?
Well, I could go to the library, but, I don't. I might not like other things about that apartment.
How do you call the show? Do you call in like an old phone that doesn't have a screen on it? One of the, dumb phones, as they call them? Do you have an Obama phone?
All I got is a dumb phone.
Do you have a landline? Is it a rotary phone?
No, Sarah. No. This is a cell phone. That's why it's kind of
Here's what you can do. You can find a roommate and then move into a regular non-smoking
Craigslist.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. Good luck. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know, I don't feel bad. I mean, I'm sorry to anybody who feels they're stuck in the situation they are in. But if you're taking a handout, it seems a little ungrateful to be demanding things about the handout. Is it just me? Or does that seem ungrateful?
No, that seems rather ungrateful.
It seems like an entitlement
thank
mentality.
Thank you for this free meal, but, you know, I really didn't want the lettuce and tomato on the burger, and I would have preferred to have the turkey burger or grass-fed beef.
Can you take all the seeds off the pumpernickel bun, please? Because, you know, that's the way I like it. I'm not saying that's how I like it. I'm just giving an example of what someone like Sarah might say in a situation like
that. I'm just
like
trying to figure out what, like, I'm trying to picture pumpernickel bread in my mind.
It's the Burger King, you know, thing with the little seeds on top.
That's sesame seed.
Oh, that's sesame?
Pumpernickel is something completely
different.
Are
you sure about that?
Yes.
All right, well, I have to check that out. I don't know why I thought it was pumpernickel. Maybe that's a bagel thing.
I have no clue.
I don't pay attention to what the damn seeds are on the top of the bun.
Pumpernickel does not appear to have seeds. It appears to be like a really dark bread.
Ah. Nicely done, Daryl. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not in favor of government welfare. I think that any kind of assistance should be provided by people who actually care, like churches and other community groups that can come together to assist people, maybe who actually have disabilities. She said something about bipolar.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that's something that disables you to the point where you can't work a job in most cases.
Generally not, but that does seem to be something that a lot of people are being put on SSI for now.
But if the government will let people do it, then of course they're going to go ahead and get on it so they can get a house for free.
Right.
And then complain about it.
Now, I'm looking at pictures of pumpernickel bread, and apparently some forms of pumpernickel are rolled in an oat sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it would not necessarily be seeds.
Those aren't even pumpernickel seeds. I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even
sesame
sure what
seeds.
It is,
thank you
possibly,
for that.
But this appears to be some kind of oat.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And learn how to Google, folks. I mean, just if
or
you want to
DuckDuckGo or Yahoo
anything,
Search.
Anything. The internet's there. It's at most of your fingertips. And it's worth the effort to do it. So you don't, then we won't be as ignorant. It's Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker, and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, we'll talk more about the FBI setting somebody else up. Just keeps on happening. They keep finding these suckers to be willing to participate in a bomb plot. They provide the fake bomb, send the sucker in to try to detonate it, and then they arrest them and act like they've done something to keep you safe. When in point of fact, all they've done is created the very thing that they've supposedly protected you from in the first place.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Does anybody who sees these stories think to themselves, boy, thank goodness we've got the FBI out there encouraging people to bomb things so they can arrest them and put them at... What? These people may not have done anything had the FBI not gotten involved.
See, most people don't read past the first paragraph.
Okay.
Or the first sentence. Or even the headline.
So like the headline.
A lot of people don't even read the headline. They read the headline but don't even start reading the article.
So like if the headline were FBI catches would-be bomber. That's enough for them, right?
That's good enough for them. I was listening to an episode of Sovereign Tech hosted by former Free Talk Live co-host Brian Sovereign.
Good show.
And he was talking about one of these sort of clickbaity websites that apparently they get three times the shares of what they get clicks. So people will just
amazing.
Like share around the
just
thing
because of the
based
headline.
On the headline.
Or the picture or whatever. Yeah.
Or the picture, but they don't ever click onto the article.
That's shocking. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so people read headlines.
Well, we're going to tell you more about that story. That's still to come. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, please go shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, Amazon US. You just shop in the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very, very simple process, and we appreciate it when you do that at shop.freetalklive.com as we go to Mark. He's in Nevada listening to K-Talks. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I support Free Talk.
Oh, my God, that's loud. Sorry, Mark. It was a little overblown there.
Let me turn it down a little bit. Sorry,
no, you're okay. You're okay now. Go ahead.
I support Free Talk Live by listening. Now, in reference to that woman that called from, what was it, New Mexico, in regards to the smoking scenario?
Yeah, she's mad because she's getting a welfare apartment, and she doesn't like that other people smoke in the apartment building.
Yeah, I thought you guys were a little rude, you know?
Okay.
I mean, the rotary phone, you know, just pushed me over the edge, but you couldn't, you know, you were sarcastic and your comments were the same thing as hanging up on her. You have other radio shows to listen to, and they do the same thing, but I listen to you guys every day, okay? You just don't just be nicer to call.
What would you like to? How would you have handled Sarah's call?
For an opinion and guidance.
How would you have handled Sarah's call?
She's
a known communist who, you know, is a leech off of the state, and she calls every single night. She's a a chronic caller. Now, it's not a problem. I mean, if you're a good caller, and honestly, Sarah's one of the better chronic callers that we have.
She's entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, she always brings something to the table that is, you can talk about to some extent. Sometimes she gets a little repetitive, always, you know, frequently calling about traffic issues and, you know, traffic control and people getting into accidents there in Albuquerque. She has a belief that Albuquerque is the most dangerous place to be a pedestrian in the country. We've proven her wrong on that, but it hasn't changed her beliefs. So she'll frequently call with false information that she believes to be true, and her call tonight was evidence of the fact that she has put no effort whatsoever into trying to change her situation. So how do you, I mean, we didn't hang up on her. We explained to her how she can better her situation, but she didn't want to hear it. Huh?
I said your remarks in closure was the same thing as hanging up.
Okay. So what would you say to somebody in that situation?
Investigate and make a little effort.
Yeah, that's what, essentially
computer,
that's what we
maybe
said.
Maybe your girlfriend or somebody next door who's a smoker has a laptop.
See, that's a little flippant there, Mark. Thanks for the call. You might make a good talk show host. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know, Daryl. I mean, yes, you could be sugar sweet and nice with every single call on talk radio, but then there wouldn't be as much conflict, and to some extent, people tune in for that, don't they?
Yeah, some people do.
Some people do. I mean, you can't please everybody all the time.
Right, because if you're nice to everybody, people will call in, you need to be angrier at your callers. You need to yell at them.
Well, I'm not angry at Sarah. I just, you know, I want to make it clear how I feel about these issues, and look, you're getting something for free. Am I supposed to be sorry for you? Look, I know you don't like the smoke smell. I wouldn't like it either. But I don't live in a welfare house. And if I lived in, even if it wasn't a welfare house, even if it was just someone else's home, if I got a room in somebody else's house, because she wants to live cheap, hey, get a one room off of the side of somebody's, you know, their own home. Sometimes people are looking to rent out, like, that extra room that they had for their kid when they were growing up, but now they, you know, have grown up and they're out of the house, so they're renting it out.
Or maybe they've got the mother-in-law suite.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that kind of thing, where mother-in-law died or something like that, so now they're trying to rent it to anybody. And they might do it for a couple hundred, few hundred bucks per month. But you might hear them having sex. Or you might smell the smoke from the other room in the house. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll cook things. You don't like the scent of those things. Whatever.
Crack and meth.
You know, if you're getting the best deal in town, then you don't have a whole lot of right to complain about that. If you want a better deal, or if you want a deal more to your liking as far as the circumstances, where there's no smoking whatsoever, and people are very, very quiet, or whatever it is that you're looking for, odds are you're going to have to pay more for that. Because the more picky you are with your requirements for something, the fewer and fewer of those options there will be in the marketplace.
Right. And, you know, speaking of the whole, you know, like, don't complain when something's for free sort of thing. I've stayed at 5-star hotels for free when I worked for an airline and I did a temporary duty thing.
Mm-hmm.
They put me up in this 5-star hotel. It was too fancy for my liking,
man.
Because the doorman would greet me, "Hello, Mr. Perry. Hello, Mr. Perry." And I'm like, you can just say Daryl.
Okay.
You don't have to say hello every time I walk in or walk out. But they were, you know, like,
they knew who you were.
The fancy suit. They greeted me by name, whether it was 3 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
This was a big hotel?
Fancy hotel.
How many floors?
Probably 10.
That's impressive. Like,
I was there for a month.
Okay, then that makes a little more sense. I was thinking you were just there for a weekend or something like that.
No,
and
I was there for a month. Like, I lived in this hotel.
I missed that detail. Okay, I was going to say, if they knew the name of every single person in the hotel for at any given moment.
I think they greeted me by name by the second day.
It's incredible.
Yes.
So you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not too much. Hey, I've been meaning to call you guys, but I've been busy being harassed electronically.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You guys, anybody have an iPhone there?
No. Nope. I've never had I've never owned an Apple device in my life.
Well, you know, truthfully, I love Apple, but, you know, it's been kind of a love and hate relationship with me for them for the last 6 months. Because there's this app on my iPhone called Game Center. Now, I'm logged out of it right now, but I have screenshots of this. I have 13 games, the last I counted, including Calculator, Maps, and Game Center. And the interface just gets all springy. Like right now, I'm going on Safari, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, click on links, and these bubbles pop up, and you know, and it keeps me from going and clicking where I want to go. I have a vibrating keyboard on there. It looks like somebody might have uploaded I've been on the phone with Apple. They say it hasn't been jailbroken. I've even been on the phone with T-Mobile. They say it hasn't been jailbroken either.
Why would you be on the phone with T-Mobile?
It's a service provider.
Oh, okay.
Service provider.
So wait a minute. So let me clarify something here. Now, this obviously isn't a tech support show. We are not, tech wizards, but I'm relatively tech friendly. I can put together a computer and I can root phones and things like that.
It just happened right now.
So let me ask you this. You said this has been 6 months. Has it been 6 months since you've had this phone and have had that problem the entire time? Or did you have the phone and then the problem developed a certain number of months in?
It started with my 5S. I had a 5S. And then, I work on the internet. You know, it involves phone calls and stuff. I'm not going to say what, where.
No, it's okay. As soon as you booted this phone up, you started having these issues.
Oh, no. I used it to travel for a while. See, I travel in a motorhome. And, I realized after I started traveling in a motorhome and gave up the place that, people don't really like people living in motorhomes. And so I started getting
trapped. I feel like there's something I'm missing here. Stand by, Tony. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 is on the way on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.